Now on the line, I have Chris Judge. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Many thanks for joining us. And we're here to chat about your lovely new book, the children's book, Brian and the Giant. And what I'm doing at the moment, you won't see it, but I'm actually holding up for people on the webcam that they can see the lovely illustrations here in the studio. So they can actually, if those people that are tuned into us on the webcam, they can actually see the fantastic colour and all that's in it. So anyway, just give us an idea about Brian and this character, because there's been a few of these books, isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's right. This is actually the second of in the series. And it's a book that I actually wrote. Most of the books that I've worked on, I've written and illustrated. But I actually wrote this one, and a friend of mine, Mark Wickham, illustrated it.
Right, right.
And so it was kind of a very different kind of you know, approach for me. It was very unusual. Initially, at first, I found it very strange to be only writing.
Yeah, right.
To see the illustrations materialise. And it actually came about because I had pitched three ideas to my publisher about, it must be two or three years ago now. And one of them was this Brian book. It was actually a suggestion by my dad, who kind of pointed out that it was a 1,000-year anniversary of Brian Boru's death.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so I got very excited, and I came up with a whole idea, and then my agent, who's amazing and is, you know, just keeps me in check, said, look, you've two books here you're working on, so unfortunately you definitely won't have time to work on a third. So a friend of mine, David Mabry, who is a great stalwart in children's books in Ireland, just suggested maybe getting someone else to illustrate it, because I would have been so disappointed if it hadn't happened in 2014.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how that came in, and then Mark did an incredible job with the first one, and then luckily O'Brien Press, who published it.
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
And, you know, allowed us to do a second one. So, yeah, we were chuffed.
And, of course, Brian, can I just point out to our listeners that, you're an award-winning, you know, with previously back in 2010 with your first book as well, isn't that correct, The Lonely Beast?
That's right, yeah. So I'd worked on four of my own books, four picture books, and then my first collaboration was with Mark. So that was brilliant. It was just amazing kind of to see my text come to life in a very different way. At first it was very jarring, it was just so exciting to work with someone else, and I'm kind of enjoying working with other people now, not just myself.
Yeah, and tell us, can I just ask you, like, obviously the Brian and the Vikings was a direct link to Clontarf and all the battle and all the rest, and what about this one about the giant? How did that kind of come about, or was it just another adventure for Brian?
Yeah, I mean, I've big interest. I think most Irish people are always very interested in the mythology as well. I mean, obviously Brian isn't a mythical character, but with the Vikings, you know, we kind of had hinted at a real dragon in that book, and I just like the idea of bringing in some of the mythology, the old Irish mythology into it. And so we went to do the second book. I didn't really want to rehash the same ground, and so I was thinking, you know, I'd been to Giant's Causeway recently, and that kind of blew me away, and reading up on it. So I said, why not? We'll jump in there with a giant and see what happens.
See what happens.
And once we started writing it, it made total sense, and it was just, you know, a bit of fun. And I was, you know, showing my nephews and stuff, and they loved the idea of this big stinky giant.
Yeah, because that's without ruining the story for everybody, it's about the smell in the village. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. So there's this mysterious smell, and all the water is disappearing, and so they're trying to get their crops growing, and it's all failing. So as always, Brian is kind of the smartest kid in the village, and he's a great inventor. So he's everyone else is making guesses of what it could be, but Brian is adamant that he'll go out and discover what's causing all of this mayhem, and so off they go on this adventure. Yeah, no, it's kind of the type of books I loved as a kid.
Yeah,
I kind of write for 10-year-old me.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's where the inspiration comes from. You kind of go into a room and say, at 10, what would I love to have learned about or talked about?
Exactly, yeah. So it's basically writing it for myself at age 10, yeah. And, bit of fun.
Yeah. Well, look, I have to say, I'll show it again to everybody because up on the webcam, because as I said, it's so well illustrated and so easy to follow the whole thing, especially how to describe it is that the smell is kind of a pinky colour and it goes through all the different pages. So, you know, for even a child that might be struggling with a bit of reading, you can kind of follow the story very easily through all the different pages, which is lovely as well, you know. There's kind
it's always hard to kind of to get something to kind of pull you through the book. So as a device, kind of the smell worked out just to be brilliant to kind of you can plot it all the way through the book, and it's a fun kind of narrative system. Not system, God, it makes it sound all technical. Lots of that is kind of happy accidents, and once we started seeing the illustrations come to life, it was like, and that's actually a big help when you're making the books. So like the story actually changes as you go along. It's not just kind of set in stone. For me, anyway, that's how I like to work.
Yeah, because like one of the questions is like when the illustrations, like if you write, do you write 4 pages and then you have a look at the illustrations, or do you write the whole book and then you try and rehash the whole thing, or what? How does that work?
There's a few different ways of working, but for myself, I like to kind of plot out a whole story initially and then do very quick, small thumbnails to see how it flows, you know what I mean, as much as the images. And I'm very conscious of the text telling one story and the images telling another story rather than just kind of the text repeating what's on the page.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you can kind of capture that, where they complement each other, the text and illustrations, rather than just repeat each other.
Yeah.
I think that's where a good picture book really works.
Yes, well, certainly. So, this is a lovely book, and
thanks so much. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's lovely, and as they say, it's available in all good bookshops. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, all good bookshops across Ireland and hopefully UK now in the coming months as well.
Great. Well, look, all the very best, and I'm dying to know Brian's next adventure. Is that in the pipeline? Are you working on that, or are we?
We have some ideas. Yeah.
All right.
Should I give away? You know.
Yeah. Well, no, you better not. No, because you know, much and all, we'd love to have a first here on Near FM. But I'm sure you know there will be more of them. You know, all going well.
It's a bigger adventure on the next one, further afield. Anyway.
All right. Okay.
Over some strange lands. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, look.
It'd be great. Yeah.
Well, look. All the very best with it, and thanks for coming on. And sure.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
No bother. Sure. We'll talk to you again. Thanks a lot, Chris. Cheers. Thanks very much.
Great. Take care.
Bye. No bother. Thanks. And that was Chris Judge, about his new book, Brian and the Giant. And it's a lovely book. As he said, it's available in all good bookshops everywhere. And for kids of 4+ or thereabouts, that age, it's a lovely book. And even like to get kids away from the computers and everything, I think is half the battle nowadays. So it's by O'Brien, is O'Brien Press. So have a look out for it. And especially if you're out buying books for the kids, for the school books, this might be another kind of little way of getting them interested in the books.